Villager's Tales, Book 2, an unofficial Minecraft series, written by Mr. Crafty, narrated by Steve Relish. Introduction. Disclaimer. This book is a work of fan fiction. It is not an official Minecraft book. It is not endorsed, authorized, licensed, sponsored, or supported by Mojang AB, Microsoft Corp., or any other entity owning or controlling rights to the Minecraft name, trademarks, or copyrights. Minecraft Register, Trademark and Copyright 2009-2020, Mojang Notch, Microsoft. With the help of his new Enderman friend, Marco is able to escape the fiery landscape of the Nether and make his way back to his own world, but the portal dropped them off in a strange place. He now travels into the unknown, searching for his village. Along the way, he runs into another village, but this one is far from peaceful. An illager outpost has been built just outside its borders, and they aren't there to play nice. Forced to make equipment and food for the villagers have no choice but to do as they are told, or else they will be taken to the Dark Tower. Marco has no choice but to help the poor villagers. He must find a way to rescue the villagers that have been taken and take down an entire towerful of illagers. Will Marco become the hero of the village, or will he find himself trapped behind bars far from home once again? Chapter 1. What do you say, buddy? Want to go home? As the words came out of his mouth, Marco couldn't help but think about everything that had brought him to this point. What point, you may ask? Stuck in a prison for who knows how long, and guarded by pig-like zombie men. In a place where every breath felt like swallowing fire. Yeah, that point. When his village was destroyed and all his fellow villagers were turned into grotesque shells of their former selves, he never imagined he would end up in the ever-burning Nether. When he closed his eyes, he could still see the ambling zombies stuck in the village barn, waiting for him to return and turn them back to normal. He found himself thinking about them as he laid in his prison cell, wondering how they are and if they were still safe. Other times, his thoughts would wander to the George brothers. Their rambling often annoyed Marco, but after their brave performance against the witch that destroyed his village, he had a new soft spot for them. He wouldn't have been able to beat the witch without their help, and their large bag of TNT. He hoped that, wherever they were safe and had recovered from the battle. But that was in the past, and Marco was in the present, and in the present, he had to get out of this place. He needed to get home. His village needed him. His mom needed him. Marco stared into the eyes of the small Enderman that stood in the other cell. He had never met an Enderman in real life, but he had heard stories about them from his mom. Part of him didn't believe that they really existed, but now he was proven wrong. A lot of stories he had heard were coming true. First, there was the witch. Now, the Enderman. What else is going to pop out of nowhere? A giant snake? Skeletons with magical powers? Marco searched his brain for the story of the Enderman, thinking back to what his mom had said. You'll know an Enderman when you see one. They're as tall as could be, and they look as black as the night sky. If you ever meet one, remember this warning. Never look into their purple eyes, or you'll be in for a world of trouble. Fear prickled down Marco's spine as he realized he had done exactly what he shouldn't have done, and stared directly into the Enderman's eyes. There was something odd about him, though. Nothing about him seemed aggressive. Rather, he looked hesitant. No going back now. Might as well try the talk with it before it hits me strategy. Hi. How come you haven't attacked me already? Marco asked, mustering as much confidence as he could to hide his fear. Did Enderman speak the same language as he did? Did they speak at all? The Enderman just stood motionless, staring at him. He was beginning to think the Enderman didn't understand him at all when he finally said, "I mean you no harm." Marco tilted his head to the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?